Hi, my name is Gordon Sinclair. My handle on the IRC is Thistleweb. In this episode of Hacker Public Radio, I'm going to talk to you about how to edit the auto-generated menu in Linux. Now, it varies a little bit between which desktop environment you use or which window manager you use. Both KDE and GNOME offer easy edit options, so it's not so much applied to either of those two, but it does have its uses. When you go to XFCE or OpenBox or Fluxbox or whatever, then it has more and more value to know how to do this. Now, what I'm talking about as the auto-generated menu is when you install or uninstall an application, you notice that it sometimes adds a shortcut onto the menu, and it adds it into a specific place, like internet, browsers, Firefox, or network, Firefox. So, and it also adds the icon as well. Sometimes, if you have GNOME and KDE both installed, sometimes you find an application shows when you're in GNOME, but it doesn't when you flicked it to KDE, or vice versa. You know it's there. In both cases, you know it's there, it just doesn't show in the menu. So there's also, if the icon doesn't show, or if the icon's different, you want to customize the icon, or you want it to show up in both GNOME and KDE when you switch between them, or where I use it is the actual names of the packages that show up. Now, I don't need to know, for example, that Firefox is a web browser. It's my default web browser. I know what it does. All I need that to say is Firefox. I don't need Thunderbird to tell me it's a mail and news client. I don't need Thunderbird to tell me it's made by Mozilla either. I already know that. So what I do is basically tidy that up. I use gedit a lot of the time as well, and that drives me insane to see that listed as text editor. The amount of times that I've been looking for gedit and I can't find it, and then I remember, oh, that's right, it's called text editor, isn't it? So yeah, this is where you can expunge those demons. So the way to do it, essentially, in, as I said, GNOME and KDE both offer easy options to edit the menu, but when you step outside of those two, it gets more. It's not quite as straightforward how to do it. In XFCE, you can certainly right-click on the menu and edit it, but the editing has limits. There's a big section in the middle called Includes. And that's it. I mean, it includes what? I don't know. Well, I do. I'm about to explain. But includes what? It doesn't tell you how to edit that. In LX panel, as I said, I'm in Crunchbang Linux, which is open box with LX panel. In here, I've got a menu, and it doesn't give you any options for editing. So. But where it gets it from is, once you know where it gets it from and you can edit them by hand, they all draw from the same folder. They all draw from the same configuration files. So where they are, you need to be root to edit these. You can go in and look at them as a normal user, or you should be able to, but you need to be root to edit them. So where they are is in /user/share/applications. Now, if you go there, you'll see a whole list of the applications that are on your menu. They're listed, well, should be listed alphabetically. Now, you'll notice in many cases the names match what they say on the menus, but that's not where the names are actually read from. Where the names are read from, I'm going to open up Synaptic here, Synaptic Package Manager as an example. Now, in here you've got the name equals Synaptic Package Manager. Well, I don't need to know it's a package manager. I'm well aware what Synaptic does. All I need to see is Synaptic. So I'm going to take off the package manager part and just list it as name equals Synaptic. Now, this lists all by languages as well, so make sure to change the one that applies to your language setting, you know, Spanish or French or Brazilian Portuguese or Russian or whatever. Now, you've also got a category, a generic name, which I don't bother changing. You've got a comment, which is, in this case, comment equals install, remove and upgrade software packages. Well, I know what Synaptic does. I don't need that comment, but that's your rollover comment on your shortcuts. I tend to just leave that for the most part. It's no big deal. Scrolling down again, you've got exec equals Synaptic, and that's the command that it opens. So if you need to put additional switches onto it, that's where you would do it. That's the command essentially that you would run from the command line to open that same program. You've also got icon equals Synaptic. Now, if you find that your icon doesn't show up, or if you've changed your icon set and it's not picked it up, or you want to have a custom icon for something, or you want to change the icon or whatever, that's where you put it in. And you just put the full path to the icon in. Where the icons are kept, are basically they're going to be in one of two locations. They're either going to be in /user/share/pixmaps, or they're going to be in /user/share/icons/the name of your icon set, and then /the size/apps or whatever it is to get them to match up. A lot of the time the icons will change automatically along with the rest of the desktop, but sometimes there's going to be the odd one or two that doesn't quite catch up. Or if you choose an icon set and it doesn't have an icon for a program that you use. Well, that's how to change it anyway. You put your full path to the icon in there, like /user/share/pixmaps/firefox-icon.png or whatever it is. So the other one is only show in equals GNOME, or only show in equals KDE. That's how many of these options, it varies from application to application. It varies from distro to distro. Some won't have the only show in there. I mean, you can add it if you want. You know, so some might have different options, but that's how to change that anyway. If you find a program is not showing up in one environment, but it is in another, that's your reason, and that's what you need to change. Once you save that, you make your changes, you rename it. I've just renamed this one to Synaptic and then saved it. Now, that changes the actual name itself to Synaptic. I didn't change that from the outside. I've changed it from the inside, as the file is still called Synaptic. In this case, I've got it open. It's synaptic-kde.desktop. And I just changed it at the top to Synaptic, and it's changed it for it. So once that's changed, the changes might not happen instantly. I found in XFCE, the way to trigger the change was to have like one of your things that you can edit in the menu, like a separator, for example. Just click on that and use the arrows to move it up and then back down again to its original place, that triggers the fact that, oh, there's been a change, do you want to save it? And it allows you then to hit save. And as soon as you hit save, it'll update the new changes to it. It's not great, but that's my little tip for doing that. I'm an open box, I don't have these options. So it's just a case of basically being patient. I don't know, it might be some cron settings that goes through and rescans it, or if you want instant changes, you can always restart OpenBox or restart X or whatever. But that's once it updates, it'll then change to, in this case, Synaptic instead of Synaptic Package Manager. Now, this again, because you're changing it there, it then applies if I go and put Fluxbox on, or Joe's Window Manager, or GNOME, or KDE, or whatever. I mean, I love XFCE. I think XFCE is a fantastic environment. So if I go and put XFCE on, it'll read that same folder, and it'll do the menus the way I want them to, without me having to go and edit them in each version. I presume the only show in also applies to XFCE or Fluxbox or whatever you want. The two that it seems to toggle between is GNOME and KDE. Now, there's obviously a bit more to it, to these different options. I'm not even gonna attempt to get into that because I don't know. I only use it to edit rather than create in here. It depends on, as I say, it depends on which applications. Some are more full than others in the desktop files, desktop configuration files. In some cases you might see doublers. I mean, I've got two Python files here, for example. I've got two Synaptic ones as well. One's for GTK and one's for sorry, one's for GNOME and one's for KDE. So I'm gonna leave it there and encourage you to edit your menus, clean them all up, and then you can sort of make sure you back that folder up when you swap distros or whatever, and it'll save you editing, and it'll give you a nice clean menu and how to edit them. So that's been it. I've probably rambled a little bit there. I'm still getting used to this. So I'm going to thank you for bearing with me, and until next time, my name has been, and well, it continues to be, Gordon Sinclair. My handle in IRC is thistleweb. My email address, if you want to contact me that way, is thistle.webcast@googlemail.com. And until next time, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.